To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Hey, welcome back. This portion of the program is sponsored by our friends at MyPillow.com/Carrie. When you work out, do you like to include an energy drink? Maybe you're going to be working in the garden during spring fix-up, and you might get a little thirsty. Maybe you need an energy drink. Well, we know of delivery drivers and others who have long commutes who like energy drinks. It's great for teachers, too, and with all the travel we do, we certainly know they're great for travel as well. Whatever energy you currently have, get rid of it and make the switch to the next generation in energy drinks called Rev 7. That's REV7. Mike Lindell and the MyPillow team have joined the effort to make America healthy again, and their new Rev 7 energy drink is a home run. Powered by Go BHB, it contains no caffeine and no sugar. It comes in great flavors such as lemonade, green apple, and blueberry citrus, and it's also vegan. Just as a great MyPillow gives you a restful night, R7 is made to power your days even after a red-eye flight. When you compare it to other energy drinks like Monster, Red Bull, and others, this beats them all across the board. No stimulants here either, but you'll still sharpen your focus and be at your best all day. And when you use the promo code CARRY, C-A-R-E-Y, you'll save 30% and can get the new, all-new Rev 7 energy drink for as low as $9.99. This offer won't last, so order today, and you can also save on so many other MyPillow products like Percale bed sheets for as low as $25, kitchen towels for as low as $9.99, premium MyPillows for as low as $19.98, and so much more. Just use the promo code CARRY at MyPillow.com/CARRY for all the show savings, or find a direct link at armworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. Well, I'm sure you know the groundbreaking HBO television series called The Sopranos that ran for 7 seasons beginning in 1999. Present at the beginning was my next guest, Mark Kamine, who was working hard to make his way in the movie business as a location scout way back in 1999. Location scout's a guy who finds places where movies or TV shows can film. It was a start of a career climb that today finds him as, get this, executive producer of another very popular HBO series called The White Lotus. In 2022, he won an Emmy for his work on White Lotus, whose third season recently concluded with much publicity, I might add. Mark also has a new book, so we invited him aboard for our Write Stuff segment to talk about it. Its title is On Locations, subtitled Lessons Learned from My Life on Set with The Sopranos in the Film Industry. Mark, welcome to the show. At the very end of your book, you tease the possibility about a book about your work on White Lotus. I'm going to ask you to stay for a second segment to discuss that series a bit. But let's start with The Sopranos. Finding locations for shooting sounds, to me, sounds sort of interesting and easy. But in your book, you also paint a picture of a job that's a logistical nightmare requiring the finesse of a diplomat. Can you flesh it out a little for us?
Sure. I mean, I started, as you said, as a location scout and a location assistant. Scouting is really the first step. You know, you get a script and you have a bunch of individuals go out separately and get assigned certain things, maybe a work store, maybe a mobster's mansion, maybe a site to dump a body. And, you know, you take the instructions from maybe the production designers are usually in charge of the first steps of the visual look, or the location manager, depending on who's around. And you basically go around knocking on doors and driving wherever you think you might find a proper location. And then at that point, at the time that I started, it was actually photographs that got printed at a lab and put into a folder and shown to the designer, the director. And from there, that team visits the sites. Eventually one is chosen, and then a location manager, which at the time of The Sopranos I was, sort of steps in to arrange logistically getting the film company into the location. And that involves permissions from counties, towns, parks departments, police, owners of properties, and you're dealing with permits and contracts. And then you're sort of monitoring the shoot as it goes along.
And you're also dealing with cranky neighbors and cranky businesses around who don't like all the trucks and the lights and the people taking up parking places that you guys need. We only have a minute and a half left for this segment, Mark. But the house that Tony Soprano lived in, quote-unquote, was somebody's private home, and I gather that was a very delicate negotiation over the years.
Yes. I mean, the pilot was shot there. They put lights up on the roof. It's a bit of an invasion when a film company comes, and this was a very particular homeowner. He was a builder of high-end homes. He considered his house a kind of showpiece, and he didn't like what went on the shoot, just because of, it's hard to imagine when you haven't seen it what happens on the day of filming. And he basically, when I showed up, the series got picked up. We're going to film here certainly for a year and maybe for a number of years if it becomes successful. He said, "No way, I'm not interested. Goodbye." And that's when the negotiations started.
Now I know. By the way, those lights on the roof caused some damage right off the bat, as I recall in your book. But there's also a lot of negotiating going on, and you do. And in the 30 seconds we have left, you pay a location fee. There's something in it for the homeowner.
Oh yeah, I mean, and in that case, he kind of had us over a barrel. 6 years later, every season was a new negotiation, and the prices climbed. And look, it was congenial in the sense that we had a relationship by then, but he was a businessman, and it was a very successful show. And, given that, you got to expect the price to go up.
Hugely successful show. Mark Kamine at the time was a location finder for the early days and most of the seasons of Sopranos, as I recall from the book. And he is now with The White Lotus as an executive producer. And we're going to talk about that in just a moment. Don't go away.
Connect with America's number one travel radio show as we cover everything and anything in the world of travel by following us at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.
Get out the map, get on the road, anywhere you want to go.
To participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
Nice to have you in the show today, or in the house today. And this portion of the program is sponsored by our friends at mystore.com. As RJ reminded you in our last hour, Mother's Day is coming in 2 weeks, so take the time today to order mom something special. May we suggest a great place to find more than 500 products. mystore.com. What we like about supporting them is that you're actually spending your hard-earned dollars with companies that support values important to all of us, not those giant tech websites, many of those big box stores, or other unfriendly retailers. Spend some time today on mystore.com and use the promo code CAREY, C-A-R-E-Y, to save on all your purchases. Mike Lindell created this second company to support American entrepreneurs and bring manufacturing back to our country. Mystore.com offers great products from companies that don't have a way to market their products to reach you. Now they have a voice and a platform for all of us to support. You'll find all kinds of products covering the gamut, including automotive, bath and beauty, books and movies, clothing, food and drink, garden and patio, home improvement, household essentials, kitchen and dining, pets, religious, sports and outdoors, toys and games, and more. With Mother's Day ahead, or maybe a birthday anniversary or end of year school, spend your money with companies who love and support our country. Go to mystore.com and be sure to use promo code CARRY to get a big savings as a show fan. You'll also find a link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. Well, before the break, we were in the middle of our Right Stuff segment discussing a new book by Mark Kamine called On Locations, Lessons Learned from My Life on the Set with the Sopranos in the Film Industry. As the subtitle implies, Mark worked on all seasons of the hit HBO series The Sopranos, mainly as a location scout in and around the New York City and New Jersey area. It's not low in the totem pole. It's pretty near there, though. Well, Mrs. Kamine's son has done very well, and today he's an executive producer for the hit HBO series called The White Lotus. Mark, given that each of the three seasons took place in a resort hotel, Maui for the first season, Sicily, as I call it, in Italy for the second, and most recently the island of Koh Samui in southern Thailand, I'm guessing your years of location finding were instrumental in those decisions, correct?
Certainly in the figuring out the logistics and negotiating the deals. And in the first season, we got a call from Mike White, the writer and director, creator of the series, that HBO was interested in doing something during the beginning of the pandemic that was location contained. And so I, along with Dave Bernad, Mike's creative producer, and Mike, started looking at hotels all around the world. So, personally, I had a notion very early on, because I was the first one to start calling these places, of what sounded like a hotel that might go for this concept during a pandemic of getting a film crew in to do a show.
You guys closed down the Maui Four Seasons, didn't you?
Interestingly enough, when we started, it had been closed for 6 months. And in fact, a 400-room hotel, Mike, Dave, me, and my wife, Tana, showed up in September of 2020, being the first guests of the hotel since the pandemic started. And this staff was lined up in the front just cheering because they were getting business back. For the four of us to be in this hotel by ourselves for a few weeks while Mike wrote the scripts and we figured out how to make the show.
Generally, fancy hotels really don't want anything that's very controversial about them, though I do remember way back long ago the hotel industry being shocked when the Four Seasons in Beverly Hills let them shoot some exteriors and interiors of the Four Seasons in Beverly Hills on Wilshire Boulevard for a movie involving a prostitute, Julia Roberts in Pretty Woman. Now, your series has some pretty sexy scenes and some violent scenes. Can you, in a minute, tell me how you convinced them it's going to be okay?
I don't know. I guess it's the old any publicity is good publicity line. You know, over the years, I mean, I have had these discussions, and there is something to be said for publicity. You know,
yes.
Viewers are pretty sophisticated and understand that maybe the murders and the wild things that happen in White Lotus aren't necessarily the profile of the hotel. On the other hand, we certainly had people, you know, hear about the scripts or know the show and say we're not interested. That's happened with Sopranos a lot. I mean, you know, as the show got more and more popular, people started to get nervous about having the show. And there were Columbia University and another college that we approached, and an entire county of New Jersey said, no, we're not interested to Sopranos at different points during the run of that show.
Well, I do know it paid off for the Beverly Hills in Four Seasons, Pretty Woman, despite the fact it dealt with a streetwalker. And I still sometimes walk in that lobby and hear people saying, you know, this is where they filmed part of Pretty Woman. And it's a big deal. Well, congratulations on your success with White Lotus. There's going to be a fourth season, right?
There is going to be a fourth season. We'll go scouting soon and figure out where we're going to land.
Mark K. Mine's new book is called On Locations, Lessons Learned from My Life on Set with the Sopranos in the Film Industry. We'll be right back. Mark, thanks so much for joining us.
Join the Travel Trio by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.